From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued yet another warning to North Korea after tweeting the U.S. military is locked and loaded and prepared to retaliate against Pyongyang if it initiates warfare with the U.S.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades, actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
An editorial Friday in the Chinese Global Times said that China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. The editorial also said China would intervene if the U.S. and ally South Korea corroborate and try to oust Kim Jong-un's regime. To many South Koreans, though, North Korean threats are simply background noise. Seoul's AP Bureau Chief Foster Klug explains.
It is a cliché but true. When the rest of the world panics over North Korea, South Koreans tend to shrug. The reason for this is the fact that South Koreans have lived with this tension for decades.
Pyongyang has repeatedly threatened to turn the South Korean capital of Seoul into a sea of fire and has thousands of artillery units in place along the border to do it. Experts say the risk of getting sick from eating an egg tainted with insecticide fipronil is low, but that hasn't stopped stores in Germany and the Netherlands from stripping them from supermarket shelves or preventing other European food safety agencies from issuing warnings. This is VOA News.